It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Renee Montaigne. President Obama has a new choice to lead his drive for health care reform. Later today, he's expected to name Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius to head the Department of Health and Human Services. The president first picked former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle to head the enormous department, but Daschle withdrew when it was revealed he'd not fully paid his taxes. Now, the president appears to be taking a different approach with his new pick. Let's get some analysis now from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Linda.
So how are lawmakers on Capitol Hill going to deal with the appointment of someone who's not been in the Congress, an outsider to this key post?
I think it's really hard to match Tom Daschle in this job. The combination of his knowledge of the issue and his knowledge of the institution were really very important when you have such an enormous task on your hands. I mean, President Obama is proposing $634 billion expansion of government coverage of health care over 10 years. But Kathleen Sebelius is politically very savvy, as you well know. Her father was the former Democratic governor of Ohio, her father-in-law, a former Republican congressman from Kansas. And she was a very, very early endorser of Obama when there was a lot of pressure on her as a woman office holder to back Hillary Clinton. The president's clearly comfortable with her. But Congress has felt not included on health care before, as happened in the Clinton administration. Now, the president's planning a White House summit on the subject later this week when members of Congress are likely to be called in. Kathleen Sebelius knows that she has to deal with the Congress on this. Senator Kennedy, the point man, is likely to be very friendly. Her father campaigned with his brother Bobby. They have lots of friends in common. She also has the same alma mater as Nancy Pelosi. All of that stuff counts when it comes to dealing with Congress. But that's still different from having been in the room where the arguments have been happening year in and year out, where you can basically make the other guy's speech.
Right.
And that's what Tom Daschle could have done.
Well, now, what kind of track record could the governor of Kansas have on health care?
She tried hard to expand health care in Kansas by raising the cigarette tax, and she failed dealing with a Republican legislature. She did expand health coverage for kids. She got crosswise a lot with anti-abortion groups in dealing with that issue. But her previous job as insurance commissioner is the real experience, where she cast herself as a consumer protector, and that was really what got her elected governor. She could have a little problem with her job before that as the executive director of the Kansas Trial Lawyers. That won't make the healthcare community, the doctors, very happy. But her executive experience in general is important. This is an agency of 65,000 people, and so that could be helpful.
One of the ways the president plans to pay for health care reform is to end the war in Iraq, and he made some major announcements on that score over the weekend. How are they received, do you think?
I think that it's interesting here. He's gotten more support from Republicans than from Democrats, including his former opponent, John McCain. He went to Fort Lejeune on Friday, Camp Lejeune, on Friday to say getting the combat troops out by August 2010, but 50,000 still there until probably the end of 2011, beginning 2012. That's got some Democrats very unhappy, particularly Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the Senate, and to some degree the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's interesting, Harry Reid is also somewhat crossways with the president on the issue of earmarks. The president says he will sign a big spending bill that has close to 9,000 of those earmarks in it for next year. He says it's last year's business. Harry Reid says, look, earmarks are a good thing. I'd prefer to have Congress decide where the money's going than bureaucrats deciding it. So that could be an argument for the future.
NPR's Cokie Roberts, thank you very much.
Thank you.